Okay, I'm back. This is Eric. I am going to be doing a podcast to think of songs that have been playing on my iPod, which means it's something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue, which I think is, I don't know if there's any blue, but there's flume in here, so that means we're close. Something flume. And maybe that's a good track to start off with. We've got about 10 songs that we're going to be playing. The first song is by Peter Gabriel. He did a cover of Bon Iver's Flume. I got this album, and this is about the only one or two tracks that I really, really like. Much of it is, the album, to me, is all he does on this is it's just him and an orchestra, which means that some of the magic of Peter Gabriel, I think, is lost. This, as I said, this track, however, is pretty outstanding. Like, for example, they did a 5 Years by David Bowie, which I just could not understand what he was thinking. But this is Bon Iver is a fairly recent band, and if you haven't picked up some of the recent work, I would definitely get it just for this track. Again, Peter Gabriel in Flume.
I am my mother's only one. It's enough. I wear my garment so it shows. Now you know.
You know, it appear that over the last couple months there have been several artists that have passed away, and it's really been sad. I wanted to feature a couple of them that have passed away, and at least, well, I want to say, I think the artist that I'm playing now, it might have been about 2 months, but you know, obviously, whenever you see, you know, someone living the rock and roll lifestyle dying the rock and roll lifestyle. It's really sad. This artist is someone I really wanted to get into, and it, you know, there's just so much music out there, and it's unfortunate that I wasn't able to appreciate his music when he was alive. And it's one of the things that I want to get into when he, well, I guess now he's upstairs. But this track, actually, I got from a compilation from a album called Stroke, the songs of Chris Knox. And his this was one of the real standout tracks from it. The song is called Pull Down the Shades, and the artist is Jay Retart. So there was Jay Retard. Yeah, again, it's very sad, and we're going to be focusing on another artist in a little bit. But let's get back to a happy place. We Lisa and I actually went to Lincoln Hall in Chicago. Lincoln Hall, if you're not aware, is the new location, or sorry, new concert venue that is in the same location as the Threepenny Theater. Which, if you don't know where the Threepenny was, it was in Lincoln Park, near the Biograph on Lincoln and in Halsted. They've redone the entire place. It's completely renovated, gutted, and it is a really amazing place to see a show. It's two floors. There's a balcony area. In fact, that's where we sat for this show, what we saw last week. We saw Woods, Real Estate, and the band that I'm just going to play right now, Nether Friends. The sight lines are great. The sound is great. And if you have a chance, check it out. There's been a lot of really good venues that have been, smaller venues that I think that have been popping up in Chicago, which is good news. Getting away from some of the larger, even some of the more like 2,000 or 4,000 seat or standing room venues. So it's a good opportunity to see a lot of live music. I would make the argument that I think the music scene right now is stronger as far as quality work is concerned. There's a lot of interesting things that are going on. And it's really a matter of digging through a lot of it, and looking through some of the sources, and well, maybe I'm one of them. The band that I'm playing is called Nether Friends, and they're a local Chicago act, and I don't really know much about them, but I was really, you know, it's one of those times when the opening band comes on and you're not really expecting something, and they really, you know, kick you in the ass. This is one of those bands. They have a really good pop thing going on. I would describe some of their music sort of like it. You could tell that they're being inspired by bands like Animal Collective / Panda Bear, a lot of psychedelic stuff. But it appears that their songwriting is you know, they're listening to their, you know, to their teachers, and they're not afraid, I think, to come out with some good music. They're a little rough, I thought. I mean, I could tell that this is it's basically one guy, and he's been touring with different people, and based on that, I think you could see that they could be tighter, but I think that's going to come in time. This is just and that's not a bad thing. I just think that, you know, when you see a band like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, you can say, oh, wow, or U2. It's like, you know, these people have been performing for 20 years, and it's almost like scripted. So it's a little bit more looser, but in the same time, you could see that there's something underneath there. The song I'm going to play is Don't Invite Me, and I really hope you enjoy it, because this is a band I really think could be, you know, doing some big things in a year or two. Thank you. Oh, that was fun. I might play another track from them if we have some extra time at the end of the night or at the end of the podcast. Let's just say I like to keep my podcast about an hour, and then you know, whatever we have left over, we'll play some extra tracks. Let's see what's next. Actually, let's play the headlining act. I wasn't really all that enthused with Real Estate. I've received their album, and there were a couple tracks that I really liked, but you know, on when I saw all three bands that played Nether Friends, Real Estate, and then the track we're playing next, Woods, they to me just sounded a little boring, and I'm wondering whether or not the typical, you know, guitar, bass, drums, singer stuff is going to work. I mean, not that it can't, it just, in this particular case, I just found them, like, you know, the other people were just doing some other really amazing things. Woods, on the other hand, is this nice lo-fi, which I would describe as psychedelic folk music. But from where we were sitting on top of our little perch there, what was interesting is they had a guy basically on the ground using a cassette mixer, just using, how they use mixers in, you know, whether it's LPs or voice mixers. In this particular case, it looked like they were using a couple of cassette decks and mixing the cassettes, which, you know, and they're spinning the cassette tapes and everything like that. That was it was pretty neat. This song is going to be Silence is Golden, and it is not on their latest album. I think it is on, and I don't have iTunes open, but I want to say it's on their second album. I might have to find that in a second. Hold on. Okay, I found the information. It is How to Survive in the Woods. I've played actually a Woods track, I think, on one of my earlier podcasts, but this was an older album, and so I wanted to play something, one of their older tracks. They seem to be moving more into a psychedelic realm off their older albums, which I think a little bit more guitar, and there's some effects, as you'll notice with the voices, but interesting, fun, and enjoyable. The Woods, Silence is Golden.
When you sing, I sing back. When you leave, I lean back. Silence is gold when you're around. When you change, I don't change. When you talk now, it's all strange. Silence is gold when you're around. And you can't sing. I can't speak. Silence is gold, and silence is gold. If love takes time, and time is money, and love takes lots and lots of money, then I can't eat when you're around. Come and old ones go. How can I expect to know that you don't want to stick around? And you can't sing, and I can't speak. Silence is gold, and silence is gold. When you're around, when you talk, I'll talk back. Try my hardest to react, and I don't understand at all. And you can't sing, and I can't speak. Silence is golden, silence is golden. And you can't sing, and I can't speak. Silence is golden, silence is golden. Silence is golden.
This is a great point where sometimes you don't really need like great recording studio. You don't need 10,000 tracks to be able to lay down some really amazing work. And what you're seeing here is these are just people doing it on their own. And sometimes I think there's something a little bit more genuine about it. I like it. And I like that mode. It's not to say that good music still can be done in a proper studio, but I do think that it's something that should be admired. That we're seeing a lot of diverse ways to input music, and that's I think. Good, as I said, for the growth of music overall, not just sticking it in the same cookie cutter manner. Let's play some other new music. Let's go on, keep on the psychedelic road here. And here's another good track. They're actually playing a live show in Chicago in the Pritzker Auditorium this summer. And I was turned on by them by some local music fan, or not local music fans, some internet music fans, so I'll call them out. And the band is called the Besnard Lakes, and I like this song. It's called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent, Part One, I think. Yes, Part One. It's a long track, one of these long track names. Probably more lyrics in the track name than the song itself. I guess so, but anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy the Besnard Lakes.
Thank you.
I'm not sure what to make of that band because I really like it, but I think there's a certain level of corniness in it too. I mean, it's if you listen to their album, it's like part like indie rock, part like prog rock from the 70s, part like hair metal music. It's much I don't know. I'm speechless. It's funny because whenever I listen to this album, I get different reactions from my wife because she'll either, when I put it on the first time, she hated it. She's like, "This sucks. This sucks," and she's like, "Who's that band? The Besner Lakes." And then we were listening to a track, I think, in the car when we were in California, and she's like, "Who is this band? They're pretty good." I said, "It's the Besner Lakes." So it's the Besner Lakes is becoming this joke. I think it's like, well, who's playing? It's like the Besner Lakes, you know, they're playing in Pritzker. We have to see that show. Well, how would you think? I don't know, you know. So it's either hot and cold, but I like this track. And anyway, on to more exciting things. Let's go back in time, and it wouldn't be a podcast of mine without playing some old Athens music. Here is a band. Their name is the Method Actors. Their album, or I should say their music, was re-released about 12 days ago, 2 weeks ago. And the Method Actors were around the same time as Pylon. They came before REM. And I think you can notice a little bit, probably a little bit more Pylon in their music than REM. But they give you an idea as some of the post-punk things going on. I hear a lot of talking heads in this music, and the song is called Rangatang. I should say this song might not be a lot of talking heads, but their album in general is, so maybe this is not the right song to play, but it's a I like the song. So Rangatang, Method Actors. What was I saying? There's a ton of talking heads in there. And what was I thinking? Don't listen to me. I think there were songs that I think for me stood out more, like giving that impression. But again, as you can tell, I'm actually listening to the music when I'm putting these things together. I've really been playing this album probably to death, though. And you know, sometimes it's interesting how this music can be rediscovered after 30 years and still offer some of the power that it probably had at the time, or maybe even some more. I mean, some of these bands, I think they're a little bit before their time. I don't think that their music is, for example, as artsy as Pylon is, but they still have that sort of like that dancey feel to it. And so if you've, you know, if you're listening to this, you were in the Pylon and or maybe it's you heard their music and say, oh, it's a little too, I don't know, out there for me. This you should try it out. If anything, they're from Athens, so you should get it then. Let's go back to some new music. Let's see what's on our list here. Let's go one more in the psychedelic realm, and the band is called Caribou. And this is probably a track I hope I don't get in trouble for it, because I think the album hasn't been released yet. this song I'm really into, and I think it's it says it's changing the direction, I think, of Caribou's music, Dance Nace sound, from still having that psychedelic feel to it, but a little bit more, a little bit more danceable, a little bit more electronica. They're putting a different type of beat on what they were doing before. I always, you know, imagine that these guys were, you know, if you've ever seen them, they have had two drummers play. Dan Snaith is an accomplished drummer, and you know, they got the light show. It really feels sort of like almost like a Velvet Underground type of thing going on. And I think that this is sending them off on a completely different path. Although still, you can still hear their initial sound. And I like that when bands try to experiment with their sounds and their music. A song called Odessa has already made it onto the live stage, and here's another one called Sun.
Sun. We'll be right back.
I got this album the same weekend as, or I should say the weekend before St. Patrick's Day. And the band is called Titus Andronicus. They played Pitchfork last year, although this is one of the bands I did not check out. I think they played Pitchfork last year. Their sound, though, reminded me of the Pogues. They've got this, like, when you're listening to it, you almost, there's this... initial sense of wanting to grab a beer. So they remind me of the Pogues. They remind me of Bruce Springsteen. They remind me of Bright Eyes, sort of a mixture of stadium post punk and country punk music. They came out with a concept album this year called The Monitor, which sort of relishes in the lyrics, they take phrases and pretend to use historical characters speaking, like they use a quote from Abraham Lincoln and Walt Whitman before a song, so they're overlapping the Civil War amidst their personal lives in New Jersey, and so you get a very interesting, and so it's historical yet it's very current. And on top of it, you have 8-minute songs that, for some reason, are 8-minute catchy tunes. I mean, and so it's very It's very good, I should say. This is probably one of the better albums I've heard this year. The song is called No Future Part 3, Escape from No Future. You have to listen to the end. I think it's one of these, they're playing Pitchfork again this year, and I can imagine that everyone in the crowd will be screaming the chorus from this. So again, Titus Andronicus.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're not going to have enough time to do all the music that I wanted to play, but I'm talking too much. Here's another track from an artist who passed away. Alex Chilton passed away this week, and he was in Big Star. And if you know Big Star, I think the best thing that I, you know, when I listen to Big Star, I think Wilco's first two records, I think, sound very like much like Big Star replacements music. And this is actually a song, one of my favorite Big Star songs, and a song that actually Jeff Tweedy had covered, but I'll do the Big Star version. Again, rest in peace, Alex Chilton. And the song is 13.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance. And I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Tell him what we said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside, well, it's okay. And I'll shake you.
Say this is the last track I'm gonna save. You pull out your guitar picks and air guitar to this. Actually, a couple nights ago, my wife and I were playing air guitar and drinking some wine, and a video of this ended up somewhere on my iPhone, so maybe one day it will be released to the public. But until then, I'll pretend that you're all doing this. This is a song that I was testing it on. I just got wild and carried away. It's an old Velvet Underground song. So we'll end with a classic and a good song to practice on, because the guitar riffs in here are just perfect. So the song is called What Goes On, Velvet Underground.
Yeah.